Side 1. Books on Tape Update. Winter, 2009. The quarterly newsletter from the Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702-6072. Phone 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. Email address talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website www.libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Library Highlight, Madison Library District, 73 North Center, Rexburg, Idaho, 83440. Phone 208-356-3461. Library hours, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. A visit to Madison Library District offers a lot for patrons who require reading alternatives, including books on tape, CDs, over 1,000 large print books, assistance with downloading e-audiobooks, and a spare TBS player for patrons to borrow if theirs breaks down. In addition, Outreach Coordinator Amber Kent makes a trip every 2 weeks to the Teton House, the local assisted living facility. In the summer, she brings the book wagon, but in the winter months, she leaves a cart loaded with books so the residents can browse through the cart at their leisure for 2 weeks until she returns. Madison Library District also participates in the Big Read and offers the selected books in large print, on cassettes, and on CDs. Amber leads the discussion at the Teton House and helps to bring the discussion to the local senior center. Last summer, Madison Library District showcased some of the services that they offer in their booth at the Madison County Fair. For 3 days, they displayed posters, books on tape, Big Read info, and the book wagon. For more information on the services and resources that Madison Library District offers for patrons requiring reading alternatives, contact Amber Kent at the library. Recent donations to the Talking Book Service. General donations. Emily Baker, Lois M. Bano, Ruth Carlson, Jean Crawford, Clyde Davis, Deborah DeThomas, Albert Dillon, Laureen Drassel, R. Star Farish, Mabel English, Helen Grant, Mardine Harker, Dick Messersmith, Linda Morgan, Stephen Muffley, Harriet Wilkerson, Keith Windrum, Gladys Withrow. Memorials donations. In memory of C.D. Long from Wilma Long. In memory of Paul Mokin from Sam and Marion Barton. In memory of William F. Gagray from Sam and Marion Barton. In memory of Boyd Brower from Sam and Marion Barton. In memory of Clarence Woodard from David Woodard. Thanks to generous donations like these, an additional recording booth is being added to our recording studio. Reading Alternative, LibriVox. LibriVox has existed since 2005 and is progressing towards its goal to record all books in the public domain and make them available for free via the Internet. Volunteers had recorded 2,000 titles by the end of 2008, with many more in progress. Formats include books, magazines, government documents, and short pieces, including poems and speeches. No self-published items are recorded. The primary language is English, but other languages are also recorded. Because volunteers do the recording, the quality and consistency is often not as high as in books that are recorded by the National Library Service, NLS. All titles are available digitally for download or via iTunes. The website has a catalog which provides author and title searches and various RSS feeds to keep current on editions and special programs. Two innovative ideas. 1. LibriVox Books Podcast. Podcasts a title one chapter at a time, 3 days per week. 2. LibriVox Community Podcast is a weekly podcast with rotating hosts who design shows on a variety of topics. Both are great ways to share books or topics with friends or family. Although LibriVox is just getting started, it's worth exploring for titles and formats unavailable through traditional resources. Check it out at www.librivox.org. TBS changes in 2009. Have you made resolutions for 2009? The Talking Book service, TBS, is implementing the following changes to improve your service. New descriptive DVDs. Descriptive movies enable those unable to see the screen to follow the plot by describing the action in an unobtrusive way. TBS recently added 65 DVD classic titles from the 1940s and 1950s to the DVD collection started last year. Subject areas include westerns, romance, and humor. Users must have a DVD player and a TV to view them. Contact TBS for a list of titles or check the online catalog at www.klas.com/IDBPH. Damaged titles. When returning titles with damaged or missing tapes, streamline the process by placing one checkmark in the upper right-hand corner of the mailing label to indicate that the title is damaged. Placing two checkmarks in the upper right-hand corner to indicate the title is damaged, and you would like to receive an undamaged copy. We hope this will ensure that you receive a copy in good condition without having to call us. Overdue materials. Over the years, we have been lenient in requesting the return of materials out for more than 6 weeks due to sufficient and inexpensive supplies of cassette tapes. Because of dwindling supplies of cassette tapes, we request that you try to return materials within the 6 week circulation period or request a renewal. We will send overdue notices periodically to remind users of overdue materials. Thanks for returning overdue books or notifying us of any errors on overdue notices. Digital format. Supplies of the new digital format will be limited, and they will be much more expensive to purchase. For these reasons, the circulation period of the new format will be 2 weeks, with 1 2-week renewal period. This circulation period will be strictly enforced to allow everyone to enjoy the limited quantities of the digital format. Good standing. We hope to begin distributing digital players by mid-2009, but there will be limited quantities available. By federal law, veterans will receive the first players. All users who receive a digital player must be in good standing, which includes the following: permanent mailing address and contact information up to date. No history of lost machines. No more than 4 overdue cassette titles, RCs, and no overdue digital titles, DBs. Check out at least one title per year. Change can be challenging but also positive. Please let us know your suggestions for improving Talking Book services. Magazine Corner. The Talking Book service has magazines on tape. Direct, D magazines come in a container with no return label. These you can keep. Circulating, C magazines come in a container with a turnaround postcard. These should be read first and returned within 2 weeks so other patrons may receive them. You will receive the next issue when it becomes available. Titles featured this quarter are on the topic of regional interest. Arizona Highways, monthly. Circulating, Arizona Travel, History, and Art. Idaho Magazine, monthly, circulating. Idaho History, Personalities, Travel, and Current Events. Idaho Landscapes, semi-annually, circulating. Idaho History, Science and Art. formerly called Idaho Yesterdays. Latah Legacy Journal, semi-annually, circulating, historical articles about Latah County. Montana Magazine of Western History, quarterly, circulating, history of Western U.S. with emphasis on Montana. Owyhee Outpost, annually, circulating, Owyhee County, Idaho, history and culture. Sandpoint Magazine, semi-annually circulating, history and culture in northern Idaho. Utah Historical Quarterly, quarterly direct, Utah history. To order these titles, call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271. Or complete the order form included in this newsletter. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. To order, check your selections and mail the pre-addressed order form or call 1-800-458-3271. Note, please rewind the Talking Books before you return them. This will help us improve our service to all TBS patrons. Thanks so much. VCT 1109, Governing Idaho, Politics, People, and Power. Author, James Weatherby and Randy Staples. Read by Art Latterell. Here are all the details of the history, geography, and demographics that make the political structure of this western state a fascinating study. Three cassettes, adult nonfiction. VCT 1110, On Holy Ground, The History, Art, and Faith of St. Edward the Confessor, Roman Catholic Church, Twin Falls, Idaho. Author, Patricia Marcantonio. Read by Colette Kalman. After moving from Denver to Twin Falls, Idaho in 1977, the author was immediately struck by the beauty of this church's architecture and art, as well as the strength of faith in its congregation. This book is more a flowing story than a dry history. One cassette, adult nonfiction. VCT 1113, Steamboats on Northwest Rivers, Before the Dams. Author, Bill Gulick. Read by Ken Cooper. 100 years before dams were built on the Columbia Snake River system, steamboats carried cargo and people to the farthest reaches of these waterways. Here's the story of wild water, sturdy boats, and bold captains on the Northwest frontier. Two cassettes, adult historical fiction. VCT 1112, Roan Maverick, author C.R. Strahan, read by Marion Stevens. Seldom spoken of publicly by local settlers, the Wyoming Cattle Wars are the subject of this remarkable new frontier novel. This classic American story of tyranny and rebellion is based on the author's research and contains material never before made public. The fictional tale is narrated by 107-year-old Josie Watson Stewart, who comes to Wyoming as a young bride in 1887, eager for the opportunities the frontier would provide, but who quickly finds herself embroiled in political conflict. Two cassettes, adult fiction. VCT 1114, Life in Old Boise, author Arthur Hart, read by Sue Vapp. This book evokes in a colorful and entertaining way the people and events that shaped Idaho's capital city, from its primitive beginnings to its status as a regional center of commerce, industry, and government. One cassette, adult nonfiction. VCT 1115, The Right Choice at the Right Time, Advanced Care Planning in Idaho. Author, Cheryl Simpson Whitaker. Read by Marion Stevens. This resource for Idaho residents provides detailed information about planning for care at the end of life and sharing those wishes with loved ones. It contains advance directive forms, includes real-life examples and situations, and answers some frequently asked questions about end-of-life issues. Call us at 1-800-458-3271 if you need any of the forms described in the book. One cassette, Adult Nonfiction. VCT-1116, Brains for Breakfast, Growing Up German in America. Author, Susan Baumgartner. Read by Lisa Gertz. This book offers both general information for German Americans who know very little about their own German heritage and a vivid picture of northern Idaho farm life from the 1880s to the 1990s. It's a blending of German tradition and family stories and personal insights that should be enjoyable to Germans and non-Germans, humorists and philosophers, rural people and urban dwellers. One cassette, Adult Nonfiction. VCT-1117, The Last Lone Inventor, A Tale of Genius, Deceit, and the Birth of Television. Author, Evan Schwartz. Read by Janice Pori. Based on original research, including interviews with family members, this is the story of Philo T. Farnsworth, the father of television's epic struggle with RCA executive David Sarnoff. A struggle between two equally passionate adversaries whose clash symbolizes a turning point in the culture of creativity. This is a tale of genius versus greed, innocence versus deceit, and independent brilliance versus corporate arrogance. Two cassettes, Adult Nonfiction. VCT-1111, Frontier Duty, The Army in Northern Idaho, 1853-1876, transcribed from the original records in the National Archives. Donna Hansen, editor. Read by Julie Ifla. This book publishes, many for the first time, a series of firsthand accounts of the Palouse in Northern Idaho on the eve of the arrival of the agricultural frontier. Most of the accounts published here are the work of soldiers of the Frontier Army, among the most perceptive and best educated observers of their time. These accounts offer valuable descriptions of the life of the Nez Perce and Coeur d'Alene peoples, just as many of their traditional lands were about to be modified by the arrival of farmers. Two cassettes, Adult Nonfiction. Are you missing books that you requested from TBS? We have requests that weren't signed. Please call us at 1-800-458-3271 and let us know if this is your list so we can send you the titles that you requested. New Idaho Commission for Libraries Employees. The Idaho Commission for Libraries recently welcomed 4 new employees. Patrick Schleibaum and Betty Hoffman are part of the Office Specialist Group at ICFL. Patrick mails talking books and TBS machines to the patrons who request them and inspects the books and machines when they are returned. Patrick also performs other duties to help out the customer service representatives and other staff members as requested. Betty supports all ICFL programs and projects. She supports TBS by restocking incoming books, preparing books to be mailed to patrons, and interacting with patrons to assign books and machines and update their accounts as needed. Amy Vecchione joined ICFL as the digital repository librarian. All state documents must be stored in a place where the public can find them, and Amy's job is to collect these documents and organize them in a digital content management system that the public can use. Teresa Lippis is the new public information specialist. She produces the TBS newsletter and other ICFL newsletters, and helps with other ICFL communications. These new employees are very glad to be part of the dedicated and competent staff of the Idaho Commission for Libraries. Volunteer Appreciation Week, coming April 19 through 25, 2009. From January through December 2008, 108 individuals gave 8,140 volunteer hours at ICFL. This year's Volunteer Appreciation Week theme, Hands That Serve, Hearts That Care, recognizes the ongoing volunteer contributions that keep the services at ICFL running smoothly. If you would like to share your thoughts on the difference that volunteers make in your life, please send an email to talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov or call 1-800-458-3271 and speak to any staff member. Please respond by April 13. Thanks for helping us express our deep gratitude to our great volunteers. Volunteer Spotlight. Lupe Juarez has discovered a unique and creative way to battle the pain that lupus sufferers often face. Since October 2007, she has volunteered her services at Idaho Commission for Libraries at least 3 times a week, helping with everything from entering data to inspecting tapes to reviewing Spanish books on tape for accurate pronunciation. Staying busy by volunteering helps Lupe to keep her mind off her aches and discomforts. Lupe lives by the ideals that her mother instilled in her years ago. Her mother told her that God shows good fortune to those who help people with disabilities and that she should always help people in need. Lupe radiates warmth and caring, so it's no surprise to learn that she loves to help others. What Lupe loves the most about volunteering is that people specifically request her for projects. This is a testament to her good work and her great attitude. She takes any new challenges in stride, explaining, "They teach me, and I learn, and I just do it." Lupe has also volunteered other places, such as the Idaho Youth Ranch and Vineyard Christian Fellowship, when the weather is warm enough for her to participate in physical activities outdoors. Lupe is currently working on her GED, and after she earns it, she plans to take computer classes so that someday she'll qualify for an office position. Volunteering, studying, and raising 2 sons doesn't leave Lupe much leisure time, but when she gets the chance, she enjoys Latin dancing and crocheting. Lupe was also proud and excited to watch her son participate in the Special Olympics, held in Idaho this winter. She was thrilled that he had the opportunity to meet Vice President Biden, Maria Shriver, and figure skater Christy Yamaguchi. Biennial Survey Highlights. Thanks to the approximately 400 users who completed the survey included in the last issue of the newsletter, your feedback is important as we assess the quality and timeliness of the Talking Book service. Similar questions are included in successive surveys in order to measure growth or decline in each of the areas assessed. Highlights from the 2008 survey. Overall service quality. Excellent, 77%. Good, 19%. Poor, 0%. Satisfaction with books selected by TBS staff. Almost always satisfied, 60%. Sometimes satisfied, 27%. Almost never satisfied, 2%. Timeliness in receiving books ordered. Almost always timely, 78%. Sometimes timely, 12%. Almost never timely, 1%. Receipt of books with damaged or missing tapes. Almost always receive damaged books, 1%. Sometimes receive damaged books, 25%. Almost never receive damaged books, 68%. Comments are also useful in addressing specific concerns or issues. Customer service representatives contacted each respondent to follow up on comments. Unfortunately, some surveys had no names on them. If you made comments and have not received a call, please give us a call so that we can improve your service. Although the survey is distributed biennially, your input is always welcome. Call TBS anytime at 1-800-458-3271 to share your ideas. TBS 10 Squared Club. We are honored to announce that Houston Thomas from Lewiston, Idaho, and Golda Watkins from Twin Falls, Idaho, are the newest additions to the Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club. Houston celebrated her 100th birthday on January 8, 2009, and Golda celebrated her 100th birthday on February 4, 2009. Talking Book Service currently has 10 active centenarians. TBS Awareness Day coming this summer. Mark your calendars. Talking Book Service Awareness Day is August 20, 2009, and we've got some fun plans in the works. Libraries around the state will raise awareness and promote TBS with an open house that includes demonstrations of TBS machines, displays of available services and materials for those who require reading alternatives, and a variety of presentations on topics related to eye protection and eye health. We hope that TBS patrons will attend the open houses and also that they will write letters to their editors to let people know how important TBS services are. Watch for more information on TBS Awareness Day in the Spring 2009 Books on Tape update. End of Books on Tape update. Winter 2009. The quarterly newsletter from the Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service. Please rewind this cassette.